I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles! Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On, Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hello, can you hear me?
Here we go again. TBD. Once TBD. I get this audio file, we'll see if
Fingers
you sound
crossed.
Like you're in an echoing chamber.
Okay, I see my audio and the lines are bigger. So I'm like, I didn't change anything though. So anyways, glad to be back.
We're professionals.
We're not doing this just the two of us. No.
We're professionals.
Yeah.
No big deal. Everyone, before we get in today's episode, I just would like to remind you it's that time of year to make sure you're following us on social media. Make sure you're following us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're subscribed to us on Apple. Leave us a review of your favorite episode on Apple Podcasts and vote for the Los Angeles Awards. This is our first awards, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our first awards.
We've like done a fun, I think like our first year we did like a fun, like we awarded certain products, but this is like officially for the glams by the glams.
Okay, can I, want me to pull up and see how many people have submitted
so far?
Oh my
God, yes, I'm so excited.
800 responses.
Oh my God.
But I'm going to be real with y'all. The Selena Gomez fans did find.
They infiltrated the system.
Yeah, I saw that a fan Instagram account tagged us and said, go vote for Selena, which respect. That's why you launch a celebrity beauty brand, right?
I need that kind of support in my life.
Same.
Just an army of just fans coming to your side and finding our awards, first of all.
Yes.
And then just like calling on you know, their fellow selenators, is that what they're called?
Selenators
to assemble.
We didn't even tag Rare Beauty or Selena.
That's what I'm saying.
In that post.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they found it. They found it.
They released their, like, pigeons or birds or whatever. They flew around the world and then they assembled and then voted in mass. So thank you. Thank you to all of you guys for participating.
That said, though, I will say Rare Beauty was already winning by, like, a stretch anyways. So I don't want to give it away, but...
So are we going to give away who we voted for?
Okay, I think that we should, when we do the actual awards. Should we? Maybe not.
Yeah, I feel like, no, we'll see. We'll see. No. It's just so hard.
That's like one of those financial auditing companies at the Oscars contributing and then revealing who they voted for.
Exactly.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Exactly. Well...
Oh, you know what we can do? You have to get Matt to vote.
Oh.
And we're going to share what Matt and, oh, who yes, Matt yes, and Patrick yes. voted
he,
for.
If he hasn't voted already, I already told him he needs to vote, so.
Patrick's answers are truly so cute.
I can't wait. Oh my God. I can't wait.
I've taught you so much. He had like reason. I was like reading them all out loud to him. He's like, well, okay, so this is why I voted this way. I'm like, this is the
cutest
thing.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I was like. Prepping for my KTLA segment and Matt was like helping me sort of run through notes and he like just like remembers shit about like vitamin C and hyaluronic acid and I'm like,
yep, Patrick too,
excuse me, like you have been listening.
Patrick voted for a specific brand because I gave him a product and he's like, I gotta represent blank because they've transformed my skin. I'm like, wow.
Oh my God. We love to see it.
If we're influencing anyone, yeah. It's our life partners. So I love to see it. I love to see it.
Well, I'm so excited for everyone. Keep voting, guys, if you haven't voted yet. Share it with your friends.
Yep.
Moms, dads, sisters, brothers, neighbors, dog walkers.
Yeah.
Hairstylists.
Uh-huh. Yes, everyone. And you have until 11:59 p.m. Pacific on December 3rd, this Friday, to get your votes in. We will lock the votes after that, and then we will be revealing the winners. Well, I think the end of this month is when we'll do our big award show episode. A few things I wanted to touch on. We had some feedback. We had some feedback from people. Some of the feedback was, y'all need write-in options.
Oh, yeah.
It's a no from me, dog. I'm sorry. Love y'all. But I'm not going through 800 write-in votes. I'm not.
No. And then I saw the other comment that was like, I only wanted to vote in one category. And it's like,
it's all or nothing. That's how we roll. This is our award show. That's how we're doing it. Sorry.
Sorry.
I think we had a really nicely curated group. Okay. Like when we were going through everybody's responses to who should be nominated, I feel like we went through, based on our editorial expertise, keeping up with the news, plus the Glamgelino's opinions, and we made sure that they were well-rounded, that there were some, you know, there was prestige, there was mass, like, you know what I mean? There was, like, a lot of options there. If you didn't see a brand that you absolutely love be featured, we're sorry, but... There was a reason why we didn't have the write-in option, and that was because we're not going through 800 write-ins. Because I guarantee you they would not all be the same.
No. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
We'll call out some, like, honorable mentions if you, like, leave a comment or something, but...
Oh, and y'all, I freaking love at the end we asked you to... If there was a nominee you were obsessed with, like, why are you obsessed with them? And some people... I was so touched how much time they spent writing these reviews of either people or brands or products they loved. They were so sweet. So we're going to share some of those during the episode when we announce the winners. But I would also love for y'all to call the hotline. The Los Angeles hotline.
We want to hear your voices, guys.
So call the hotline. It's 424-341-0426. And leave us your... mini review of why you voted for whoever you voted for and include your name and where you're from. We would love to showcase it during the ep. Should we go through the nominees?
Yeah, let's categories? Do it. Let's do it. Okay.
Yeah, because some of them, some people may be listening and don't even realize what's going on.
Yeah, and like maybe you can like listen, vote mentally, and then after the episode, log on or log on right now and vote while you listen. Okay, so let's start. First category, new brand of the year.
These are in alphabetical order, by the way.
That's good to say. Like not favoritism.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Amicole, Do Skin, Good Light, Matter of Fact, Nails of LA, Refi, Simi Hayes, Soft Services, Umma by Sharon C, and Vacation Inc. A round of applause.
That is a good category.
It's a hard category.
Do you see what I have?
Oh my god, the Sarah Tan.
The Sarah Tans look so good.
God. How good are her press-ons?
The press-ons are so good. It's
they look so real. And they fit, most importantly.
They fit so well. I mean, they look beautiful. I'm
so
happy.
Do you use the adhesives or the glue?
Girl, I get in the glue. I'm in there.
Oh, you do?
I'm staying strong.
Okay, because I was going to say, I usually, if I'm going to do a press on, do the glue, but I use her adhesives and they stay on pretty well.
Ooh, okay, maybe next time. But yeah, I wasn't dicking around. I'm like, no.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Okay, favorite celebrity beauty brand. About Face. By Halsey, Fenty Beauty from Rihanna, Flower Beauty from Drew Barrymore, Happy Dance from Kristen Bell, Honest Beauty from Jessica Alba, Human Race from Pharrell, Keys Soul Care, Alicia Keys, Cora Organics, Miranda Kerr, Pattern Beauty, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Rare Beauty, Selena Gomez.
Kudos to all of them, but...
Stacked category. Stacked
the
category.
The Selenators are coming after you.
They are. Selenators, they're in there. They're in there. If you're a Halsey fan and you're a part of a Halsey Reddit, maybe you tell the Halsey fans to get in there.
I mean, get those votes in for About Face.
Yeah, About Face. Yeah, About Face is good.
They deserve. Okay. Next category is Best Beauty Innovation. This is a category for products that changed the game. So we have the Do Skin Forever Eye Masks. We have the Droplet, a little brand that we've mentioned once or twice. We got Hero Skin, the Opti Precision Skin System, the Revlon Oil Absorbing Volcanic Face Roller, Tower 28 Sunny Days SPF 30, and then Vacation Inc. Chardonnay Oil.
Woo! I love these categories. I love them.
I love the innovation. I know
I
you
love
do.
Them. I freaking love them. I love it. I'm like, this is our award show. I freaking love it. We did this. We made it. We love it.
Kirby deserves an award for this.
Okay. Real Results brand. This is a brand that made a difference in your routine. And I feel like this category was probably the most fan or crowdsourced when we were asking y'all, like, who should be nominated? I think a lot of people put in their two cents for this one. So we have Beauty Stat, Dr. Dennis Gross, Droplet, New Face, The Ordinary, Paula's Choice, Peach and Lily, Rene Rouleau, Shawnee Darden, and Virtue Labs. Woohoo!
Really good one. Again. Well done. Ooh, okay. So this one is like, I think people get really excited about this category.
This one, I was looking at responses. It's neck and neck.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So our favorite guest episode, the nominees are Amanda Montel, Cultish. She's the author of Cultish. We have the scalp therapist, Bridget Hill. We have Donnie Davy, who is the Emmy Award-winning makeup artist on Euphoria. We have JVN themselves, Jonathan Van Ness for JVN Hair Care. Mariana Hewitt, Mario Dedivanovic, makeup by Mario. And then we have Melissa Butler from The Lip Bar.
Okay, can I tell y'all that right now?
I want to know.
There is a tie for first. So y'all better be getting those votes in. Cause I'm telling you, this one is the most neck and neck. Like The other categories that I look at, I'm like, oh yeah, like there's maybe 20, like a difference of 20 votes between like the top and like the second place. So still kind of close, but I mean, this one, favorite guest episode, top spots are tied. And then the second place is like two votes less. So I mean,
oh my God, I want to know.
It's anybody's game. It's anybody's game.
I'm dying to know. But I'll wait.
I'll tell you after. Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you after. Okay, best makeup brand. Charlotte Tilbury, ColourPop, Danessa Myrix, Kosas, Liv Tinted, Makeup by Mario, Maybelline, and NYX Professional Makeup.
So hard.
I definitely have a favorite of these. It was a little bit of Sophie's choice for me when I voted, but ultimately one reigned supreme.
I can't remember who I voted for.
That's the joy in this. You love them all equally.
Yeah, maybe. Our next category is favorite skincare educator. We have Caroline Hirons, Charlotte Palomino. We have Dr. Angelo Landresina, known as Derm Angelo. We've got Dr. Renella Hirsch. We've got Dr. Shireen Idris. We have Esther Olu, the melanin chemist. We have Michelle Wong, Lab Muffin Beauty Science. We've got Renee Rouleau. And then we also have Susan Yara.
There's a very clear winner right now with this educator.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I kind of feel like I think you do know. I feel like I know.
I think you do know. And okay. This last category, it was like, we're getting them all in, okay? Like, there was no, we're not like, we're going to narrow it down to five. We're like, no, if we think this is like an iconic beauty product that we think is a Glamgelino, tried and true, we're going to throw it in there. So this last category is literally called The Hero. It's a tried and true product that's widely talked about. So maybe not even just on Los Angeles, but in general, okay? I feel like in the past, this might be like a Maybelline Great Lash, right? This is a more modern version, I would say. Okay. Like the new guard, but like stepping into the OG category. Anyways, okay. We have Augustinus Bader, the Rich Cream. Beauty Bakery Instabake Aqua Glass Foundation. By the way, y'all, their socials for this foundation, so satisfying. Like they take like a spatula and they put it on the skin, and it literally just disappears. Like, it's the perfect shade match. Dove Body Wash, Dyson Airwrap, Elta MD Sunscreen, aka, if you're a beauty editor, you are financially obligated to talk about this product because everybody's obsessed with it. Clorane Dry Shampoo, Creme de la Mer, Laneige The Lip Mask, L'Oreal Paris Voluminous Mascara, NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer, Neutrogena Hydro Boost, Oribe Dry Texturizing Spray, Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum, a Glamgelino fave. If you're in the Facebook group, look up Peach and Lily. We have some amazing before and afters. Renee Rouleau Anti-Bump Solution, Shawnee Darden Retinol Reform, SkinCeutical CE Ferulic, Sunday Riley Good Jeans, Supergoop Unseen Sunscreen. Trust me, we're almost done. Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream. And last but certainly not least, Vaseline. Okay. Woo! That's a mouthful.
I remember who I voted for, but it was sort of just like, I just had to, like, you had to do it because you couldn't think too long in this category because you could go so many ways.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like,
obviously, the Rich Cream, obviously, the Air Wrap. I have the Dove Body Wash in my shower right now that I purchased with my own money.
I did last night. When I literally Target. Yes, I went to Target last night. And I'm like, F it. I'm just going to buy like six. Need them.
I know.
Yeah.
The big one. The big one.
The huge one. The little vat.
The huge one.
With the pump. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not dicking around.
No. And all the different, you know, scents it comes in. I like to mix it up.
I exclusively wear Dove deodorant. We've talked about this. The spray.
Me too.
The spray. Yeah.
Oh, you're a spray girl. Okay. Yeah.
I do the spray.
I recently, this year, dabbled in the like the clinical protection one.
Ooh, and?
It works.
Okay,
and
great.
Now I feel like my body is so used to it that if I don't use the clinical one, like, I feel stinky.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait. Do you ever remember, like, your mom putting on deodorant as a kid? Do you remember this?
Like, when, like, my mom on herself or, like,
on herself. On herself.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I remember because my mom used Secret in the blue can, mm-hmm. the aerosol.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It was that powdery, fresh scent. It was too much for me. Like, I would gag every time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I always make sure to steer clear of that. Yeah.
So my mom, for as long as I've known and can remember, she buys her deodorant from the Philippines, but it's Nivea, but they only sell it in the Philippines because it has like, it's on the label, it says it's whitening. So, you know, because after a while, especially if you have, you know, deeper skin tones, like, your underarms can get dark. Mm-hmm. And so for as long as I've known, she buys them in bulk in the Philippines and uses them. And I was like, why don't they sell that one here? I mean, I know why, but, like,
it's wow. a good product. Wow. Your mom.
But, yeah, dub
bougie
girls.
As hell. Bougie as hell. Mom and dad. Literally, on Thanksgiving, I'm posting on Instagram, like, it ain't me. Couldn't be me dressing up to the nines for Thanksgiving. I'm literally like wearing a Skims lounge dress, like hair in a knot. Sarah posts a photo of her parents literally dressed like they're about to walk at the Met Gala. I mean,
I know.
Put together couple I've ever seen in my life. I was like, but then it's I'm in awe
I know. Here. Any chance I get to, like, dress up, and then they have, like, my sisters and I, they're like, can you take our picture? Can you take a video of us doing this? Like, my mom. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, we just got B-roll of everything. Anyways. Okay. So take the time. Go vote. We really want to hear from you guys. And if you have a second, call our hotline and leave us a message of who you're voting for. And also tell us which dummy you're really passionate about, because we really, really want to hear and we want to share your answer on the pod. So
agreed.
Very exciting.
Sarah, it's yes. November 30th. Yes, you know what that means.
It's the end of our 20 and under wife.
It is. Some may be rejoicing. Some may be a little bummed out. This doesn't mean that we won't focus on 20 or under, but we wanted to make a conscious effort this month to do 20 or under.
Yes. And, you know, I am going to make it like a goal of mine to talk about at least one of my wife's every month to be under $20, because there's just so many good ones. We just forget to mention yes. them, you know.
Yep.
It's a good challenge.
Yep.
Okay, so because this is the end, I have three products I want to touch on really quickly. Okay. So, talked about this product before. I am talking about Naturium's Vitamin C Complex Serum. This is, of course, from Susan Yara's brand Naturium. This is one of my favorite vitamin C serums to use. I feel like, Kirby, how often do you get asked about vitamin C? Like, literally once a day.
Daily, yeah.
Daily. And I feel like, especially now that, like, Olay has, like, their whole line that's, like, vitamin C. Like, everyone is talking about it. But everyone's constantly trying to find one that works for their skin type, especially if you're, like, very sensitive and you're looking for a really stable vitamin C serum. This one is really, really good. And I'm honestly, like, my skin is not super sensitive, but I've read a bunch of reviews and people who have reactive skin said that this one is really, really good for those who have sensitive skin. So it has a really high percentage of highly stabilized L-ascorbic acid. It also has, like, kakadu plum in it. So yeah, it's like, I have been using it daily. I was using this before I started using the Matter of Fact one. I feel like it's pretty similar, although this one is, like, less, like, the Matter of Fact one isn't sticky, but you know how we were talking about it has that, like, warming sensation?
Yeah, and it's oily.
Yeah,
it's oily. More like, yeah, an oil base.
Yes, this one does not feel like that. This one, like, really lightweight, absorbs into your skin really quickly, and you can get it at Target, and it is $20.
Okay,
so it's right, you know, maybe with tax I'm breaking the rules, but it's $20.
Listen, it's 20.
It's 20.
For a really great, effective vitamin C serum, it also has hyaluronic acid and vitamin E in it. So you're good to go.
Yes.
You're good to go.
Love.
Okay. So that is one I want to talk about. Okay. This wife is actually from my sister. And she like would not shut up about it.
Which
so I just
one?
Needed to share. Janice.
Okay.
So, and she's going to be like embarrassed because we always make fun of the fact that she has like cracked heels. Oh. And this woman like gets pedicures all the time. And we're like, I don't understand why you still have like just gross cracked heels. So
what a sisterly thing to do.
I harass your poor sister
about
cracked
heels.
Mean to her. She's like making us free food and like cookies and all that. And we're like, take care of your gross ass heels. Okay. So anyways, she was like, I started using the Target Triple Action Foot Cream. It is literally $3.89. And she sent us a before and after. And oh my God, it's like day and night. Her heel is like baby soft.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Like, wow. And just like consistent use. But like, you know, I feel like we all neglect our feet and our heels, especially.
Would Janice be willing to let us post the before and after on our Instagram?
Oh my gosh, I will ask her. I will ask her. I'll tell her we'll do some more free promo of her cookies if she lets us, shows us a before and after.
Totally should. This is way more affordable than putting creme de la mer on your feet.
Yeah.
As some people do. And what is in it? Do you know? Like, what are like the key ingredients?
So, and this is like the Target brand, the like up and up brand.
Oh,
you know?
Up and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it, petrolatum, glycerin.
Oh, petrolatum.
Oh, petrolatum.
Petrolatum. That's like petrolatum. That's what's in Vaseline.
Oh, yeah.
And so like I Aquaphor. Think
it's like, yeah. I think it is like, it's probably trying to be a, compared to Gold Bond. It's like a Gold Bond, but it's like a few dollars. It's probably like a few dollars cheaper.
The generic version of Gold Bond. Okay. Okay. I'm into it. I'm so into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, so, there are tried and trues that they $4. Just know what's up. They've been around for ages and it works. So in this case, you get your generic up and up version for less than $5.
Question. When you're like shopping for the generic or when you're shopping for like a home product or a beauty product or something, when do you like spend more on like the real version versus like if Target is offering a generic version?
Oh God, that's actually a really good question.
You know what I mean?
I don't think I have a method. I think I'm just like,
it just depends, like, right? Because like for stuff like nail polish remover, I'm like up and up.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Wonderful.
But then also like medicine, I'm like, I'll do the up and up.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
See, actually, I'm like, unless, okay, fine. I'm going to get a leave.
Well, unless it's like Advil Cold & Sinus, which is like my favorite drug of choice for like my sinus headaches. But for like Benadryl, I'm like, I'll just get the up and up version.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
like, I'm curious like for, you know, like body lotion or like do our Glamgelinos, do they feel a certain way about a generic up and up?
I'm a brand name loyalist. Like,
yeah,
I'll get my Crest whitening toothpaste. I'll get my, you know, Dove deodorant.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I even get like name brand Q-tips. Like,
oh, okay. See, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
no,
that makes sense. Can I do the generic brand? Of course I can, but I always just end up gravitating towards that Q-tip box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's your chance to try the up and up Gold Bond version.
I'm in
of the foot cream.
Sign me up.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay, one last product I want to talk about that I just tried over the weekend is, so I feel like my nails are still sort of recovering from, I had the extensions and my nails are just like weak right now and I feel like it's so dry. It is so effing dry in California, you guys. Like, it's just like my hands are cracked. Anyways, I have been using 10 over 10 is a nail care brand. And they recently did a whole like rebrand and they came out with a bunch of new products. And I've been trying different products from the collection. And I recently used the Rehab, which is their one step recovery for damaged nails. It's like a base coat.
Okay.
Base coat primer. And it is $18. And I really, really like it. I haven't used it long enough to tell whether or not it's actually like helping my nails become stronger. But like, I do feel like when I have it on, they feel a little bit like stronger than not having anything on at all. And then I feel like it's like helping to like lock in like moisture and enhance like the overall health of my nail. So like, I feel like it's like, you know, nutrients for my nail, so I feel good about it. And then it also like makes your nails look nice and like shiny, but not in like not glossy, but just like healthy, like buffed.
Yeah, so you feel like, you know, when you remove extensions, like it can kind of cause that wear and tear on your nail. Although I will say, like, well, extensions are different than like the premium gel. I've been getting premium gel and I'm obsessed with it, but I'm giving my nails a break because
I have to put on
my little baby Sarah tans.
Thank you.
And so what you're saying is like this particular product kind of like makes the nail look healthier.
Yes, it makes your nail look healthier, but then it's also good for your nails. But obviously with anything, especially with your nails, like it's going to take a little bit of time to see an actual difference.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see if it actually will. So it tells you that you should use it twice a week. I'm going to try to use it twice a week. But like, I do feel like I have already just noticed like a slight difference after using it. And I just like the way it looks. Like it, you know, when you, sometimes when you're trying to like let your nails breathe, then you're like, oh, this looks so ugly.
Yes.
You know, like letting your bare nails breathe. Like, just put this on and it feels kind of like a clean Bettina Goldstein Manny.
Wow. Luxury. Yeah. Luxury. So how much is it?
It's $18.
Okay.
So I feel like it's, you know, it's kind of, it's under 20, but it is sort of an investment or more of an expensive nail product. But if you are dealing with like damaged nails, you're doing your nails more at home, like definitely look into this product and look into all of 10 over 10's new offerings because they're all really great.
Okay, let's have some beauty news. So I thought this was interesting to cover because this is a beauty podcast, but we are Los Angeles. We're based in Los Angeles. There's Hollywood history here. And on Monday, Arlene Dahl, who was one of the last standing actresses of that Hollywood cinematic era, you know, when studios would acquire actresses instead of, you know, everyone being a free agent and working for, you know, Paramount and then Universal and MGM. It's like, no.
What a crazy concept.
Yeah, it's like they were your employer. Like you were receiving, like you were required like 30 films or 10 films probably at that time. You got health insurance, but like you couldn't go to other studios, wild, which is so crazy. Time. It's wild that has changed. But she passed away. Arlene Dahl passed away on Monday. And I wasn't actually really familiar with her until I got this news alert that she had passed away. And the way that it was promoted was like, Arlene Dahl, the actress who made beauty her business, passed away. And I was like, huh, okay. And I looked into her and I found her to be really fascinating. So she was, you know, a very popular actress, was in a variety of different films. And at the height of her career, she became a prominent businesswoman. I kind of honestly feel like she was like
the first like celebrity beauty brand founder.
Yeah, like a Goop, like,
or influencer.
Yes. So she in the 50s had a syndicated beauty column that she wrote 3 times a week called Let's Be Beautiful. It ran for
3 times a week.
Yes, and it ran for 20 years.
Oh my god.
She then created a company called Arlene Dahl Enterprises, where it marketed not only cosmetics but like prestige lingerie. So she was like really hands-on behind the scenes of how cosmetics were marketed to consumers. She then dissolved that company, I think like 20 or 15 years later, became the beauty director at Sears Roebuck, aka Sears, which like at the time was like the place to get your makeup done and purchase your makeup.
Wow.
And then she capped things off of her career. I mean, she acted throughout this entire time, but she became a prominent astrology writer. And I was like, this is a woman after our own hearts right now. Like,
I was like, wait, is this like Are you going to model your career after her career?
I was like, this is crazy. So she passed away. Rest in peace, Arlene Dahl. I want to do a lot more research on her because I think she's really, really fascinating. And I have a picture of her in the doc, Sarah. A beautiful woman. One of her quotes is, "Too much rouge is a sign of despair."
Love that. What a sassy woman. Yeah.
Yeah, she seems sassy. I love it. But she is actually the mother of Lorenzo Lamas, actor Lorenzo Lamas. So RIP Arlene Dahl, but I kind of love this little Hollywood history. I want to dive a little bit deeper into that in the future. So if y'all have any requests, let us know. But look up Arlene Dahl. Let us know what you think about her.
Gosh. Well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Okay, Kirby, you got to talk about this article. Has been a long time coming. I feel like you've been working on this for like as long as you've been working on the podcast.
Yeah, basically. I'm really excited because I had my first print story come out in Allure magazine in the December-January issue. So, yay! So if you have it or you see Barbie Ferreira on the cover of Allure, grab it because my story's in there. It's called The Transformers. And it is about how special effects makeup has evolved over the years and how CGI is now starting to work together with special effects makeup to create the people and the characters that we see on screen. It was initially pitched to me from our good friend Kara McGrath, who is one of the editors at Allure. And she was like, is CGI, you know, making SFX makeup just completely null and void?
Yeah, are they putting them out of business?
Yeah. And no, it's definitely not. Like, more often than not, if you see something in film, it has a special effects makeup component, but there are little tweaks that CGI can contribute to. So one of the most interesting things I found about the story was from a tip that I got from Rod Maxwell, who he not only does CGI, but he's a special effects makeup artist as well. When he and I were talking during his interview, he says that he does everything from like removing a saggy neck on actors and actresses to reducing the size of their nose and ears. Like, if you notice an actor, actress looks like impossibly young, you're like, oh my God, they look incredible. It's like, well, maybe it's because in post-production, they've gone in there and kind of cleaned it up a little bit to make them, because, you know, as you get older, your nose and ears get larger. He can tuck in a waistline. He said,
how?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's literally like, when I was talking to him, he was basically saying it was like akin to like Facetune, but just like on a grander scale. Right. There's what they call it is invisible beauty cleanup. And a lot of times probably like actors or actresses or whoever they're working with will have in their contract that like they get this, the opportunity for this to happen to them, which I thought was just.
Oh, that would be in my contract.
Same. But it was like you can smooth the skin, remove shine from people's faces, erase blemishes. They're just very commonplace techniques. And one thing that he did mention is like he can even give motion to a face. So like if you have on prosthetics and you can't like blink your eye properly, he can like make that eye blink, or he can add movement to a cheek if like they're noticing that, oh, the prosthetic is sitting too heavy on the face and the actor's actual face underneath isn't able to move that cheek, I can make that move for them, which is crazy. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what happens behind the scenes in terms of special effects makeup and CGI and hear from some of like literally the most in demand, some of the greatest special effects makeup artists of all time, check it out. It's also online. Just look up Kirby Johnson Allure and it'll be probably the first story that pops up. And it's...
Yeah, congrats.
Yay! So exciting. It's finally out.
So is there like a world where a special effects makeup artist is also like... working on CGI stuff?
Yeah. So one of the men that I interviewed, Bill Corso, he's been doing this. I mean, he's one of the top experts in this space. He actually created a company called Digital Makeup Group. And what they do is they basically, he saw like as a special effects makeup artist who did like Deadpool, like Ryan Reynolds makeup in Deadpool. He transformed Taylor Swift into the man for her music video. So like this man is incredible. But what he was noticing is several years ago, he would be doing these makeups on set and then he would see the movie and be like, you actually like made this look either worse or fake, or like this is not a proper representation of my work. Because like as a makeup artist, you don't get to sit in the booth and
post-production,
dictate that stuff. So he created a digital makeup group to kind of be the bridge that helps to fill that gap between like what happens on set and what happens in post-production. And then that way the artist can say, hey, listen, like this guy's cheek here, he's like sweating and it's coming off of his face and I can't go back in there and apply more glue at this moment because we're on limited time. You're going to have to fix this in post. And then they know how to go in there and do it. It's really, really interesting. I find it fascinating.
So crazy. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll link to it so everyone can read it.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Read the story. Give it the clicks.
Give it the clicks.
Sarah, I found this article from Jess Chia on Allure to be, this is a hot take, but I don't even want to call it a hot take because anything that's on Allure has been backed and researched the hell out of. Is probiotic skincare a lie?
Well, the headline is probiotic skincare is a lie.
That's exactly what the headline
that's
is.
That's a statement.
And I was like, oh, our girl Jess Chia is coming for the Avenos, the Elsa Youngmans. It's like, she's like taking no prisoners.
I mean, yeah, there are tons of brands that are like, you know, founded upon this idea of probiotic skincare. Okay, I have not had a chance to read this. What is the TLDR?
Okay, so she like basically starts off the article about like she's apologizing, saying that like as beauty editors, the mistake we made when we were reporting on this phenomena of like good and bad bacteria is that like it's not that black and white. So she's like, there's some parts of this logic that are true. If you, and literally this is a quote, but if you string them together with a daisy chain of Boolean logic, if then this, that, probiotic lace skincare ends up wearing a halo of scientific truth. But like all halos, it's not real. I'm like, what in the F are you talking about?
Halos aren't real either.
I don't know. I want my halo. It's a little crooked, know, but it's right? here. It's here. She has incredible sources. That
of course.
I mean, duh. Like Allure's not going to put this out without some
no
research.
I can't even imagine the like fact checking that when it's this story is probably 2 years as well.
No, truly. I'm like, there's no way that this was like a 1 month ordeal. No. This was like 8 months in the making, if not longer. She talked to a scientist. He was like a founding chief medical officer of one of those mid-teen probiotic-based brands that he's now unaffiliated with. And he said that we can't claim to recolonize the facial microbiome with skincare if it contains promising probiotics. Skincare with certain probiotics can potentially affect and possibly benefit our skin until it is washed away or those live microorganisms die, but it's not fundamentally changing the microbiotic landscape on our skin as she had originally reported. So I'm wondering if like she wrote something and then he maybe reached out to her or someone reached out to her and was like, hey, you need to know a little bit more about this. Like this, sure, it may be like a temporary fix, but it's not like changing anything. I mean, and this would actually kind of make sense to me because when I talk to people that have conditions like eczema or rosacea or even just like very persistent acne, you would think that everyone's like, well, just get, you know, your microbiome is not balanced. Yeah. So like get that in check and you're fine. It's like, well, how the hell am I supposed to know if my microbiome's even in check? You know what I mean? Like there's no way for people to actually like at home understand like, okay, I'm doing all the right things, but my skin isn't getting better. So is my microbiome still out of whack? Like this this tracks for me. Although I will say like there have been, I mean, I'm not a big probiotic prebiotic person, but but anything with like the oat that like, which is often like associated with like the microbiome and stuff like that. Right. Like, I'm all in on the oat, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me too, like, I feel like, for example, like the Vintner's Daughter essence, which has like, it's like very vinegary, like fermented. Yeah. I feel like that is like really good for my skin, but like, I guess maybe not. I don't know. Guess not. Who knows? It's hard. There's no like research to be proven, according to Jess. And then I found it interesting here where it says like, Dr. Rogers suggests introducing healthy bacteria into your body through fermented foods like yogurt and kimchi. But as we said, it remains to be seen how doing so might impact your skin. There's so much talk, especially in the beauty world, about like, you know, your how your gut affects your skin, right?
Yep.
So are we saying that that is also unfounded?
Honestly, I'm like, is this like blue light?
Yeah.
Because there are some studies.
Right.
But it's not been widely studied.
Right.
Right.
And like for me, I believe like what I eat can affect the way that like my skin looks. But like I also know a lot of people who eat really shitty and have great skin.
I also know people who eat great and have shitty skin.
Exactly.
You know so, what I mean? Like it's
yeah,
really.
Yeah. That's there's the like thing so many other factors. Totally. So many other
there's
factors.
So many things. And that's why when we talk about acne, like actual acne, not like a breakout that you got or like a purging situation, and people ask us to like commentate and like help them with the routine, that's why we're like where right. to start. Like, are you totally. Over cleansing your skin? Like mm-hmm. Do you have a hormonal imbalance of sorts? Like
totally
there's so just, many
it's,
factors
yeah, it's too personal.
And that's why I also think like it can kind of get like, I know that this is our job as beauty editors, and like I love our work and what we do, and like, you know, reporting and finding out new pieces of information and trying to find things that ultimately would help better somebody else's beauty routine or like experience in life. But then part of me is like, is everything fear-mongering? Like, are we now like, you know, freaking out about the microbiome because people are just trying to sell us products with a ton of substantiated studies behind it, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. like the mm-hmm. microbiome, like I know Johnson & Johnson, they do like endless amounts of research on the microbiome, right. especially mm-hmm. for Aveeno, right?
Yep.
So I feel like, you know, maybe the focus is that oat that they're obsessed with, like mm-hmm. and maybe they're spending all their time on that oat and that's great, but like all these brands claiming to be like, oh, we just, you know, we put prebiotics. I mean, didn't Tula literally get sued because they claimed? I'm honestly wondering if Jess was inspired to write this story because of the Tula lawsuit. Can I pull that up real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Morrissey et al. Versus Tula Life Inc. And if you purchased an individual or multi-pack Tula skincare product from January 1st, 2013 to August 30th, 2021, you may be entitled to a payment from a class action settlement. I want to go on the record and say, I don't believe that every class action lawsuit actually has merit, but if enough people agree on it, a lawyer will happily take a class action lawsuit, right? Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The example I always think about is that shampoo drama where people's hair was falling out and they claimed that those brands made their hair fall out.
Recently,
the one we were talking about was with like OGX and...
Oh, Olaplex?
No, OGX.
Did you hear about the Olaplex stuff?
No, what's the Olaplex stuff?
That people are claiming that it's causing their hair to fall out.
Okay, so I think that's really interesting to me because... And hair is like such a whole other thing because it's like
it is
because you don't know. It could be the product, but it could be 800 other reasons why your hair is falling out, right? Okay, anyways, I digress. But the plaintiff, Emily Morrissey, along with three other people, alleged they were misled into believing that live cultures existed in skincare products that Tula advertised as containing probiotics. Tula claims its products contain probiotic extract designed for use in skincare. Thus, Tula denies all allegations of wrongdoing, and the court has not determined who is right. I mean, they have to say this because it's a class action lawsuit, of course. The probiotic Tula thing, though, I remember reading about this, and please don't quote me on it because I cannot remember it verbatim, but I remember when this was starting to get dredged up, it was like there's no way probiotics could be in these products because of like maybe one other ingredient that was in there.
Right, right, right. Because they're like living organisms. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so people were feeling like they were getting duped by this brand that was really capitalizing off of the probiotic buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I want to ask Jess, I want to be like,
yeah,
were you inspired to write this because of that whole drama?
Oh my God, find out.
You never know. Crazy. You never know. Anyways, we want to know, is probiotic skincare a lie? Have you used probiotic skincare and been obsessed with it and it works for you? Let us know. Read Jess Chia's article on Allure. We're going to link it. But some facts have been presented. Some points have been made. I've never been a probiotic prebiotic girl. I hate yogurt and
see, I love kimchi. I love anything like I love, you know, sauerkraut. I love anything fermented, to be honest. But like, do I feel like that's why I have like a good skin day? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I bought some kimchi. Should be proud of me. Bought some kimchi. It's in my fridge. Love sauerkraut. Literally anything fermented, I'm all in on. Like,
yeah,
give me ferment. Yeah. Do not make totally. Me eat yogurt. I will vomit. Actually, I will gag. Okay. I digress. Sarah, debunk this. Debunk it. Do it.
I feel like we need to give this an honest try.
Excuse
ourselves.
Me? I mean, they're cute. Okay, tell everyone what
they're
we're talking
cute.
About.
That's why. Okay. Well, I just, you know, that's our MO here. We got to try everything. But so, you know, skincare infused pajama wear, sleepwear, clothing is, I feel like, going to be big next year. I don't feel it. It's like very obvious because people are talking about it. There is this article on Vogue that the writer Michela Ore wrote about a brand called PH5, and they are a brand that makes hyaluronic acid infused pajamas or knitwear, I guess you could say. They're really cute, and the writer says that after wearing it, she felt like her skin was slicker.
Slicker.
Let me. Okay, so how does this work? Hydra Knit, which is the fabric that PH5 uses, releases molecules back into the skin upon contact, forming an invisible water-filled barrier that locks in moisture. The result is skin that is noticeably smoother and softer. So she tested this for a few weeks, and she felt like her skin, which is prone to dehydration, she felt like it was really soft and glowy. It's like she had sealed herself away in a moisture chamber for 7 hours, quote unquote.
I'm willing to put my body to the test for this.
Me too. I mean, my especially, they're really cute, and like, it's so dry right now in LA. And my legs are not cute. And my feet, to be completely honest. I need some of that up and up. But if this, I'm like really curious. But like, so how does it work after you like wash it a few times?
Okay, that was my exact question. I see here that the skin boosting effects of each piece hold for at least 40 washes. I don't
understand. Very long.
Yeah, but I also don't understand the science behind this. It doesn't. I'm not cerebral enough to understand this. Like, if you wash it, shouldn't the molecule just, like, disappear? I also think that I would be most interested in this. I mean, the sets that they have are really freaking cute. Like, it's like a little polo shirt and a cute print, cute color scheme with shorts. There's, like, more of, like, a t-shirt type set. There's an eye mask, and there's also socks. For me, I feel like the socks are maybe the most interesting. But then again, you know those, like, there are socks like this that already exist. Like, they're like the fuzzy socks that on the inside have some type of, like, hydrating moisture component that when you put them on. And those do work for me. I feel like these are, like, the more elevated version of that, like the cool girl version.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I wanted to bring this up because I have been I guess they're going hard on Instagram ads. Like, people keep messaging me like, is this a scam? What is this? And I'm personally just like, I don't know. This is not something like I'm personally seeking for myself. But I mean, you might be right, Sarah. This might be. Oh, and they have so many different options. Like, I went to their website, PH5. They have a cotton pajama shirt and pant set that's really cute. Like, the design of these are just cute pajamas in general.
Yeah, they worked with a Parsons trained award-winning designer. Her name is Zoe.
Of course.
And the brand was founded by Wei Lin, who is the daughter of a large knitwear manufacturer. So I'm, like, all about this, like, you know, merging beauty and science and fashion. We love innovation, but I need someone to explain to me how it actually works. And I also want to try it myself.
They also, I was reading, I feel like the brand actually launched with something called UV reactive clothing. So they change color under the sun. I guess maybe it's a way to warn you, like, hey, you've gotten too much sun exposure. I would personally love it if they made, like, just really cute UV clothing. Because all the UV clothing that's out there right now is kind of fug, in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm constantly thinking about, like, I hate putting sunscreen on my body when I'm, like, not doing something that's, like, actively sunny. You know what I mean? Because it's just, the user experience isn't that great all the time, except I do love my vacation sunscreen.
You just feel like you're like, I really got to scrub when I shower now. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this going to mess up my fake tan that I spent hours trying to perfect? Like, what the hell's going on here? I wonder, Sarah, if this is going to be like NFTs for me. I'm out, but am I in?
Totally. I also have to say, it's not cheap.
No, hell no, it's not cheap.
Yeah, and then also I'm like, okay, so does that mean I don't have to wear lotion anymore?
It's a good question. It is a good question.
And then how do I know if it's my body lotion or if it's Hydranit? TBD, we'll have to do some sort of experiment.
Yeah, I agree. Can I, wait, there's some key facts that I can just spout off real quick before we end this thing. It says that this is a newly developed technology where HA microcapsules are attached to the pores of the yarn to be transferred into the skin. And then the molecules are released after the fabric makes contact with the skin. The HA forms a water-containing film, which plays a role in blocking pollution and locking in moisture. And then the collision of large and small molecules naturally forms a water circulation system to moisturize the skin. This is some science stuff that I cannot comprehend on a deeper level, okay? It's equivalent to 3,500 face masks. It says that the effective content of HA in the fabric is equivalent to 3,500 masks after 8 hours of use.
All right.
Interesting. IDK. Good for 40 washes, responsibly sourced, and knitted at the PH5 factory. With zero waste engineering. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is a good... I mean, these are cute pajamas. So, like, I feel like it's a good gift, too. I mean, I don't know if you're buying friends, like, $300 pajamas. I'm not.
Men, baby. If it works, let's try it out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Gloss Angeles. We'll be back on Friday with a regularly scheduled guest episode that you're going to love. If you love us, don't forget to follow us on social media, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, and let us know your favorite episode of the show. That helps other people browsing beauty podcasts to find a good place to start. And follow us on Spotify. We have some very, very exciting news coming out this week. So watch our socials because you're going to want to be in on it. And we will talk to you on Friday.
Yay.